Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Hope you've all had a... Oh, I knew I shouldn't have had those 70 sour rainbows before I got up. I just thought I should let you know in advance, I'm a pretty competitive person. So I thought I'd go for the study week record. So we've probably got about 55 minutes to go. I'm just joking. Okay, I wanted to share something that I've noticed over the last few days as I've got to know a few of you. And unfortunately, I knew quite a few of you before I came here. But what I wanted to share with you tonight is that you're all a pack of freaks and weirdos. Seriously, have a look around. Have you seen the committee? I won't start on the host, but have you met Dan Crawford? There's something seriously wrong with that guy. He can't stand still for more than 2 seconds. And what about Anthony Stone? Have you heard what he calls jokes? The bloke came in a coffin. I feel sorry for Lynette, but I think there might be something wrong there too. But think about yourselves. Think about when we were out on the water the other day and we're all standing on the boat ramp running amok, and there was those two people that came past you in the boat just casually punting by, shaking their head, looking and just thinking, what a bunch of freaks and weirdos. Now think about it. You are freaks. It's bad enough that you give up every Sunday. But you've come here. Most of you are on work, uni or school holidays. And you've chosen to come to a place like this. To a dingy little hall where, from up the back, unless you're a Thurlow, you can hardly see the front. You want to get into little study groups and you want to talk to people and discuss about some bloke that lived 3,000 years ago. You freaks. Put your hand up if you did the readings today. Who did the readings today? Yep, you're all weirdos. What could a book that was written 2,000 years ago possibly have that would be relevant for today? Now, what I want to share with you now is that there is hope for you, because Jesus has some awesome things to say about freaks and weirdos. And Jesus says, from the reading that we looked at this morning in Matthew chapter 5, he says, I have come to fulfill the law and the prophets. So can someone tell me what the law was unable to do? Now, I've got an answer in mind, so if you yell out what I'm not looking for, I'll just ignore you. So what was the law, what was the law unable to do?
Save.
Nah. Next.
Thank you,
Roger. Nah. No, it ties into those things, but the point I want to make is what the law wasn't able to do, it wasn't able to control our motives, it wasn't able to control our attitudes, it wasn't able to control our emotions, and it wasn't able to control the intimacies of our personal relationships. And I think that's what Jesus means when he says, I came to fulfill the law and the prophets. I came to take hold of those intimacies, those emotions, those attitudes, those little things, those seemingly insignificant things. And he says these things are the key to the kingdom of God. Now you notice when I mentioned that you're all freaks, I left myself out. And it saddens me, but I have a bit of a confession. I'm a freak as well. I live over on the other side of the lake with a young bloke named Nath Osborne, and some of you might know him. And Nath's got a neighbour that he likes to chat to. His name's Tom and he's about 60. And we were chatting with Tom the other day, and we live in a unit complex, and we were chatting about some of our neighbours, and we said, oh yeah, what about the weirdos that live up on the corner, Tom? And he said, well, actually, you guys are weird. And we said, oh, thanks, Tom. Up on the corner, Tom. And he said, well, actually, you guys are weird. He said, you're young. And we said, oh, thanks, Tom, you're a top bloke. And he said, no, think about it. He said, you're young guys, I can see that you like to have a good time, but there's something different about you. I see the way that you speak to each other. I see the way that you treat each other, and I see the things that you do. There's something different about you. So we're all weirdos here together.
So what does Jesus tell us about being a weirdo? Jesus says, you've heard in the... In fact, if you come to the altar and you remember that someone has something against you, go and sort it out with that person before you even make the offering. Jesus wants us to make peace a priority in our personal relationships, in our emotions, in our motives, and in our attitudes. In Romans, Paul says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with everyone. How can we be at peace with everyone? That's pretty weird. He says, you have heard it said in the law, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, if you look at a woman with lust, then you've committed adultery in your heart. But now he's just taking away all our fun. Controlling our thoughts? That's pretty weird. Jesus says, if you divorce a woman, you are causing her to commit adultery. Now we know that with human relationships, there's always difficulties and relationships break down. But he's saying to us, do you take your relationships with other people seriously? Jesus wants us to take marriage seriously. In this world, that's pretty weird. Jesus says, you've heard that it was said, you shall not make false vows. But I say to you, make no vow at all. Now, I don't know about you, but I definitely haven't made a good vow in a while. But what he says is, he says, let your yes be yes, and your no, no. So now even what we say matters. That's weird. And these next two are really freaky. He says, you've heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now, that seems fair enough. But Jesus says, no, no. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. Now, hopefully you'll all remember that when Beige is giving you a beating in the Epic Funletics tomorrow. But Luke says, lend, hoping for nothing in return. Do not resist an evil man. And we'd be like, come on, Luke. Lend, hoping for nothing in return? That's not lending, that's giving, and I think it's pretty different. It's weird, it's freaky. Who would do that? Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say to you, if you love those that love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do that. In another place, a man comes up to Jesus and he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, you know the law. Why don't you tell me? And he says, well, the law says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbour as yourself. And Jesus says, you've spoken well. That's the key to salvation. That's the key to eternal life. The man says, well, who is your neighbour? And Jesus goes on to tell the parable of the Good Samaritan. So our neighbour are those people we don't know, the people we have no relationship with, the people we have no immediate reason to show love to. So what I want you to do is, where you're sitting, just have a quick look around, check out the freaks that are sitting nearby. Now I want you to find someone that you don't know or that you haven't met, someone you don't know well. I want you to take them by the hand. Quick, we're running out of time. Take them by the hand. I want you to tell them that you love. I want you to tell them that you love them. And I want you to tell them that you hope that you'll see them in the kingdom. All right, all right. Now, why did you do that? I told you to do it, but that was weird. Why did you do that? The most awesome thing about being a weirdo is that the biggest weirdo of all was the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you don't think I'm being disrespectful, but Jesus was weird. He was different to any other person that has ever been on this earth. When Jesus was 12 years old, he was discussing the law in the temple, and they were amazed. When he calmed the wind and the sea, his disciples were amazed. When the people heard his teachings and his parables, they were amazed. Jesus was weird. He was really weird. And in 1 John, we're told that we need to be weird just like Jesus. I want to read 1 John 2 from verse 3. By this we know that we have come to know Jesus, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know Jesus, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in Jesus. The one who says he abides in Jesus ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. We need to be weird just like Jesus. We need to walk the same way that he walked, not like everyone else. We need to stand out. If you think about the way that everyone walks heel first. And John's saying, no, no, I want you to walk toe first. Imagine if we're getting around like this out there. People would pick us out a mile away. And that's exactly how we need to be. We need to be freaks and weirdos. We need to be different. We need to be easily noticed. We need to be easily noticed. I want to finish with a parable from Isaiah chapter 5. Just sit back and relax. Close your eyes if you need to. Not off if you please. Isaiah says, imagine you buy some land on a fertile hill. So picture yourself in your favourite holiday destination. And you've just bought the perfect plot of land up on a fertile hill. You decide to grow a vineyard. You like the occasional glass of wine, so you think you'll grow some grapes. You dig it all around. You remove the topsoil. You clear out the stones. You prepare the ground. You build a wall around it for protection. You plant the choicest vine. You water, you fertilize, you tend and you care for that vine. You build a wine vat, expecting good grapes. As the plant grows, you come and you inspect the fruit. You take one of the grapes from the tree. You taste it. It's sour and it's bitter and it's disgusting to the taste. It's no different to any vine that grows out anywhere on the wild. You think to yourself, what more could I have done for that vine? I cared for it. I watered it. I fertilized it. I looked after it. I protected it. Isaiah says, surely you would tear that vineyard down. It is good for nothing. Isaiah says that that vineyard is the nation of Israel. And Romans 11 tells us that we have been grafted. So God is making a vineyard out of you and a vineyard out of me. He is doing an awesome work with every one of us here in this room. He has prepared the soil. He is tending and watering and caring and protecting. He is growing us all into ripe, juicy weirdos. Our relationships, our attitudes, hope. So as we go to bed tonight, just remember, you're weird, and that's fantastic.